Hello, welcome to the English program. It is Saturday, the 26th even. I do beg your pardon. I'm half asleep. I'm very sort of relaxed. I was up early this morning going for my walk, and now it's, what time is it, Pilar? I can't see. It's almost 1 o'clock here in Spain. It's almost siesta time, so I'm starting to slow down now, and it's very, very sunny today, so I'm not, my usual self. But anyway, I have some stories here, some news stories for you. Environmental, the latest environmental news from Voice of America, which is it's a very high quality source of information, and on top of that, they provide the news. It's public domain news, all of the articles and things. Or most of them, anyway. And they have some interesting stories here. There's a National Geographic film narrated by Jeremy Irons, the actor, which tells the story of a single mother's struggle to protect her cubs against predators. So you can watch out for that. More information on voanews.com. Garden gnomes portray star-crossed lovers in Romeo and Juliet. It says related news. I'm not quite sure how that relates to the environment, but I suppose you put it in your garden, don't you? I suppose. Seasonal rains that began late last year caused floods that devastated parts of Australia, but they've also provided a benefit. Apparently, floodwaters can replenish Australia's drought-stricken wetlands. So there was a benefit, although I'm sure the people who suffered would not necessarily see it that way. I can totally understand the feelings there. A thing which caught my eye was this one here. Genetically modified maize threatens crunchy snack chips, or crisps as we say in the UK. Variety intended for ethanol could make cereal soggy and chips crumbly. So that's not very good. So watch out for that. If there's one reason for not being in favour of GM food, it's your cereal will be soggy. That's no good. And sweet bait lures malaria mosquitoes. Powerful bait effectively attracts and kills malaria-infected mosquitoes, but is completely harmless to humans and other animals. Scientists have created glue inspired by mussels. Sticky, self-healing properties could have far-reaching medical and industrial applications. Australia lacks confirmation that Japan will halt its Antarctic whale hunt. Japan says it is suspending the controversial event due to interference from environmentalists. But from the sounds of the headline, Australia is less than convinced. Vines are choking America's forests. Aggressive, fast-growing vines are structural parasites. All of this you can read about if you go to voanews.com and go for the environment section. Plastic trash in oceans enters marine food chain. One young couple are taking a fresh look at how to solve the problem of growing the growing volume of plastic garbage, or rubbish as we say, in our oceans. Although Tony Blair did use the word garbage when George Bush was looking on from the gallery of Parliament. Americans rev up for cleaner, more efficient cars. Obama calls on US automakers to produce more electric-powered alternatives. And the final one, business look for profit in US development age. Obama has encouraged private companies to help spur economic growth. More information on that by going to voanews.com. This is the English programme.